This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
Hey, it's Ian.
And it's Vincent.
Welcome back to the studio, Vincent.
Thank you.
2020 has been a wild year, but I think Kanye West attempting to run for president may be the weirdest part of it. And I say this as, you know, the trans-Satanist sheriff candidate for the Republicans. I think Kanye West running is weirder.
Okay.
Mostly because of the context of his political ass. I mean, he's kind of a clown himself, right? Mm. I will always remember him as the guy who went out there and interrupted Taylor Swift.
Okay. This was like an award ceremony thing.
Yeah, when she was receiving it, he just goes out there and talks about Beyonce having the best music video of all time. So it was just absolute lunacy, right?
But not George Bush doesn't care about black people. I'd say that was his greatest hit.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that? Oh, it was.
Oh, that was during Katrina, right?
Yeah, yeah, and he had Mike Myers right next to him, and he went off script and said that. And it's like, it just looked so awkward, I didn't know what to say.
I think I do remember that. I don't remember the details. I'll have to pull that up during the break and watch it again. But, yeah, so he's released a new political ad, and it's clean. We can play it. So we're going to go ahead and do that real quick to give you a better idea of exactly what type of person we're dealing with.
You might have unmuted the wrong.
What is America's destiny? What is best for our nation, our people? What is just? True justice. We have to think about all these things together as a people. To contemplate our future, to live up to our dream, we must have vision. We as a people will revive our nation's commitment to faith, to what our Constitution calls the free exercise of religion.
It's showing people
praying. Including,
pray.
Of course,
yeah.
Prayer.
And a Bible.
Through prayer, faith can be restored. We as a people are called to a greater purpose than ourselves. We are not only a beacon to the world, but we should be servants to each other, to encourage each other.
Can we pause this?
Other,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. It's interesting. Now, you're not getting to see the actual video, Vincent, from where you're sitting, but the camera angle they have on Kanye is like as though he's giving a speech outward. So he's not looking at the camera directly. He's not really delivering this message to the viewer as much as he's sort of, it looks like he might be on a stage somewhere talking to an audience. That's not where he is. He's clearly like in a studio delivering this speech. But I thought it was an interesting choice that they shot him from sort of down below and from the side rather than just straight on talking to the camera. Because usually if you want to like connect with your audience, it's best if you can actually make sort of eye contact. I think at least through the screen. Just from a from a directorial standpoint, is an interesting choice.
To me, it sounds like every single politician's flowery language speech is all put into one.
Sure.
Like nothing of any substance, just a bunch of feel-good words.
Stock footage. Our fellow Americans, that we may all prosper together. We have to act on faith with the sure knowledge that we are pursuing the right goals and doing the right things. We will build a stronger country by building stronger families. Families are the building blocks of society, of a nation. By turning to faith, we will be the kind of nation, the kind of people God intends us to be.
So he's a theocrat, it sounds like.
Well, I don't know, man. He did this, like, his career took a strange turn, I think, last year when he released, like, a Christian hip-hop album or
really?
Something.
Was this when he got called Yeezus or something like that? Isn't that his name?
Well, he referred
name?
To himself as such.
Yeah.
Or now he refers to himself as Yee.
Just Yeezus was too long. Just make it Yee.
I noticed that was like his Twitter handle was just Yee. Is uh-huh. that is
or
that
Yay? Maybe from? Yay, right? Because Kanye,
ooh,
the Y-E at the end.
So yeah, I don't know much about Kanye West as you know a person or even as an artist.
This is the most I've ever heard him like ever, like just what you just played. So I know almost nothing about him. I know he's done some kind of rap music, I guess. I couldn't tell you what his songs were.
I don't listen to rap, so I couldn't
Was it Gold Digger? Was he Gold Digger?
I have no idea. You didn't see his rally from earlier this year?
I didn't.
Oh, I saw it, and he begins. I mean, it was something else. It was something else, and that's what everyone who went there said. It wasn't like any sort of rally ever, where he's on the stage and he has his. Look, he's wearing bulletproof armor, right? He's wearing a vest,
and he's really trusting in God.
And he, he starts crying, talking about his experience as a father and such. And it was like in some of these churches, right, where people would just start spontaneously crying and things. Uh-huh. It was sort of like one of these, tent sort of
like
churches.
A revival.
A revival, revival. Southern revival, yeah.
Ian, you were correct. Kanye West did, in fact, do Gold Digger.
That's the only one I know, I swear to you.
I mean, there may be others that we've heard and there, but we don't know that it's him. I didn't know that was him. So, yeah, he's an interesting character. Of course, he's
crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Well,
and those are interesting characters.
I would argue that, I mean, to us, right, to normal people, right, people outside of Hollywood and the music industry and, the ivory towers, he seems crazy. But considering, if you listen to some of the things he says and you consider the people he's around, right, just the absolute garbage, and, the Kardashians, right, the family he married into, and in his Twitter rants, right, he called out Kris Jenner, who we call Kris Jung-un, and said that she was the sort of like the pimp.
Who's Kris Jenner?
It's the mother of the Kardashian's
mother.
Yeah. Okay. And before, right? Earlier, I think it was over a
so
year ago.
So Bruce Jenner her father?
No, it was his name. Her biological father allegedly was Kardashian, who is the lawyer for O.J. Simpson.
Interesting.
And so they tried to get him committed at one point, right? That where he, I think it was a few. It was a while back, right? People haven't talked about it yet, but I think it's like in California. It's where I forget what it was called. He referred to it by a series of numbers where you could get someone involuntarily committed. And that's what I think.
Yeah,
in
state
deleted,
law, whatever
yeah,
state
yeah.
law is.
And I think he deleted the tweet, but there was something going on there. So, I mean, I think, and some people who follow the elites, right, the Hollywood elite and stuff, it makes sense for someone who decides to develop a conscience or just realize that it's a very sick and twisted culture and wants out of it. So I don't think he's as crazy. I mean, I think putting it in perspective, I don't think he's crazy.
I have to disagree. I think he's crazy. He may have, discovered this sick culture that he wants to not be part of, but I don't think that's the case. I think he's probably being cynical with this whole Christian rebranding of making more money. I mean, it works. Christians buy stupid albums all the time simply mm-hmm. because they're Christian bands.
Well, especially since he hit the first big Christian Christian event he did was with Joel Osteen. Right, the biggest grifter in this century.
Mega church.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With prosperity gospel, good.
Can you let our listeners know what the prosperity gospel is?
Oh, it's so worthless.
It's common amongst the TV grifters, so people should know what it is.
My understanding of it is, I grew up Catholic, so it's a different thing, right? We had collection baskets. It's where if you give a lot of money to the church and you believe in, if you believe in whatever the pastor is saying, then God is going to reward you, and nothing bad is ever going to happen. If anything ever bad happens to you, it's because you don't believe hard enough, or because you did something wrong. And
is something like Osteen and others actually say is like, hey, give me money and believe in God, and nothing bad will ever happen.
Well, they say it with a little bit more eloquently than the way than the way I tried to put it. But
yeah, they basically will, as I understand it. Again, I've only heard about this. Doctrine. Was it prosperity doctrine?
Prosperity gospel.
Prosperity gospel. The idea is that these people are on television. They're being beamed into all these homes, many of whom are like, trailer parks or wherever these people. They don't have a whole lot of money. But these guys will shake the last $10 out of these folks because they're told they have to give beyond whatever means they have, right? Like, you should give your last few pennies, basically, to the church because it will come back to you. And there is something to be said for the sort of universal truth that what
it's
you put out there
attraction.
Does. That what you put out there does come back to you. But it's a pretty scummy thing for a guy with, like, boats and multiple cars and, probably 10 houses to be demanding that people send him all their money and promising that their life will just be wonderful after that.
I mean, so what are these pastors who preach this gospel actually put out there in order to get back. I mean, they're basically just asking for money, and they're telling other people, oh, well, if you give money, you know, you'll get it back in the long run. Mm-hmm. What money are they giving?
Oh, well, I'm sure they would say they did this a long time ago. They don't have to. They're the pastor now. See, they're receiving on behalf of God.
Well, God needs to learn how to manage money, then. What do you think? Does God need to learn how to manage money? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov transtemporal vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BangBooks@Bang.com for more.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Vincent, and Ian. And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live. And maybe you wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Well, Ian here has actually set up a Divi masternode. He says it was super easy and staking was even easier.
Yep.
We're not investment advisors here, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. We've got Dave from New Hampshire calling, if I can find the mouse. There we go. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Are you with us, Dave?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Excellent.
Yes, we have you.
Oh, okay. You've heard me. I've called in about the Confucius Centers before, correct?
Confucius centers?
Oh, I mean, there's probably people listening. I don't remember it, and there's probably people listening who weren't listening at that time. So what is a Confucius Center?
So these are educational institutes. Confucius Institutes is probably the accurate term. Confucius, there's a center for them, but most of them are called Confucius Institutes. They're basically Chinese government-funded organizations in the United States, and they exist on college campuses. There used to be about 75. I think the number's been whittled down because it's, you know, this is controversial, obviously. And there is one in New Hampshire.
All right.
Now, the thing that I have done is to think of these as take advantage of it as opposed to looking at it as a problem. Instead, take advantage of them being there. Right. During the Bosnian War, I would have loved to have had a Serbian consulate in my state in Kansas when I lived there so that I could go there and engage with them and complain to them. But now we have that basically in the form of the worst government on the face of the planet, the worst big government on the face of the planet, has placed basically what amount to consulates all over the country.
How new are these? How long has this been going on? Is this decades old or is this fairly recent?
It started in 2004, according to Wikipedia.
Thank you.
That's what I would have said. But yeah, that's correct. So they've been around for a long time. But again, the Chinese government wasn't actually all that evil in 2004. It's what's been going on lately that's the problem. And so, anyway, what I felt that I should do about this was to maybe try and engage with this consulate. So I started writing I was going to try to make a speech in Mandarin and put it on camera and say it and deliver it to the people that work there, right? But my Mandarin is just not coming along fast enough and this is not going to work. I couldn't find anyone to translate it for me. Google.
Now, wait a minute. Is the Confucius, maybe I missed this detail, is the Confucius Institute, do they speak Mandarin, or are they like English-speaking young people who are living in the United States and working at these institutes at these colleges?
Well, I'm sure there are some young people. I look at if you look at the pictures at the one at UNH in Durham, they look like the age you would expect young professors to be.
Some of them have been
here for a while. Others are more, they're exchange people. I think there are four folks working there. I think it looks like three of the four are definitely from China. They're all.
So what message were you looking to deliver to these folks?
So I was going to ask, make the pitch for leaving the Communist Party. They're probably not going to do it, but I can try. And so I have completed an English language version of the note that I guess I'm just going to email over there. I'm not going to try to finish the Mandarin thingy. It's just too complicated and too difficult, too easy to embarrass myself.
Sure. So, I mean, are you planning on releasing the text of this email or missive? Are you going to be, reading that on RidleyReport.com, which is your YouTube channel, so people can know what you're going to say?
Yeah, so I'll make it an open letter. I'll probably submit it as maybe letter to the editor in addition to sending it directly to the Institute and see where it goes from there.
And you're trying to essentially just persuade them to leave the Communist Party of China?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Let me know how it goes. It sounds like it'll be interesting, and definitely let us know if they respond, because you can email anyone about anything, but
sure.
will they respond? That's
yeah.
That's where it really gets fun.
And you know this as a candidate for sheriff.
Yeah, that's why they won't respond to me, unfortunately. Unfortunate, but hey, it's not the only unfortunate thing going on in the world right now. German-style internet censorship catches on around the world, according to Reason.com, and you brought
Surprise.
This story in. Yeah. Well, of course, we knew this was going to happen. You know, once one nation starts censoring people, the others go, hey, oh, hey, this is pretty good. We should do it as well.
Sure.
Do you want to take it?
I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but I did have that story as well.
It actually wasn't the one that I was trying to click on, but it's
what were you trying to click on?
I don't remember now. Well, the U.S. government got hacked. That was the one that I thought this was.
Oh yeah, it probably happens all the time.
Yeah,
Vincent, can you tease the story you have tonight? Because he mentioned this last night on your show, Questioning Authority, or is it called Questioning Authority?
Yeah, it's called QA Live. It's shorter.
QA Live. Tease that one because.
There's a very valid concern that the quarantine camps in Canada are actually, in fact, concentration camps.
Really? I didn't even know there were quarantine camps in Canada.
What would be the difference between a quarantine camp and a concentration camp?
Well, yeah. Quarantine camp is for when there's an actual deadly disease going around and people need to, you know, sick people need to be kept together so they don't get other people sick. A concentration camp is what they put people into when there's a faked pandemic that's been released around the world just to take away what little rights we have left. That's the difference.
Well, it sounds to me like they would call it a quarantine camp in the beginning, and then later, once, you know, the war is over or whatever, people would call them concentration camps, right? Like, would the actual government call them concentration camps?
Well, of course not.
The U.S. government called them internment camps in the middle of World War II. Right. And now there's FEMA camps that are supposed to exist.
They do exist. Our former co-host Vin Armani was placed in a FEMA camp when he tried to move to Saipan earlier this year. It was a mandatory 14-day quarantine. They had taken over a hotel, like an empty hotel, gone out of business or something. And they were like serving up cold breakfast. So even the items that you would expect to be hot, like eggs or bacon or something like that, were just like cold on a tray.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it was like being in jail, but you were in a resort, basically, that you had to stay in your room 23 hours a day, just like, straight up lockdown in SEG. Then you got out 1 hour a day of yard time. No kidding. Really happened to Vin Armani.
I mean, when I was in jail, they at least gave us hot food. It wasn't good food, but it was hot.
You didn't get that in this quarantine camp, which was actually run by FEMA, or funded at the very least by FEMA. So it was a FEMA camp.
And this happened simply because he went to the Marianas Islands?
Yeah, during mandatory COVID. It's probably still happening to people that go there.
Horrifying. Well, let's talk more about these concentration camps or quarantine camps in Canada. If you know about them, give us a call, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
From New York Times, Wall Street Journal, best-selling author Larry Correa, comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor Ashok Badal and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court says the count can be stopped. The emergency decision allows the Trump administration to wind down field operations for the 2020 census, temporarily halting a lower court's ruling that the counts should continue. The count was originally scheduled to conclude at the end of September, but that deadline was extended to the end of October because of the pandemic. Tuesday's decision allows the administration to end the count while the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals considers the matter. According to new data, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in the United States. A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwestern states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Deaths, however, have fallen 3% from a week ago. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will force a vote on a targeted coronavirus relief bill next week. In a statement Tuesday, McConnell said the bill would authorize up to $500 billion in aid and would be focused on schools, hospitals, and a new round of funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. McConnell says this also gives the Senate time to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett while providing aid for American workers before the election. One of the biggest sports stars in the world has tested positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for coronavirus, the Portuguese Football Federation said in a statement Tuesday. They say he's well, without symptoms, and in isolation. The 35-year-old forward played for Portugal against France in the Nations League on Sunday and against Spain in a friendly last week, and will now miss his country's next Nations League fixture against Sweden, which is set for Wednesday. The Portuguese Football Federation said all other players so far have returned a negative test as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Vincent, and Ian. And of all the gaming companies out there, none of them seem to hate their fans as much as Nintendo. And I used to follow this a lot more closely back when I was actually, like, reviewing games regularly. A lot of them were Nintendo games because Nintendo makes stupid hardware, but they make really good games. And then they, you know, force you to buy their hardware because they only release their games for their hardware instead of just doing this sensible thing like Sega did and just releasing them to whatever consoles people actually want.
And well, I mean, hold on. Sega was, and I like Sega, right? But Sega did that ultimately because their hardware experiment failed over time. Had they continued to have hardware that was incredibly successful like Nintendo's, they probably would have continued in the same vein as Nintendo. But now Sega's like, hey, cool, copy our stuff. We're cool. You can use our old ROMs. Hey, we're cool. We're cool, Sega. But I bet you they wouldn't have been as cool if they'd have stayed as valuable as Nintendo did.
Well, Nintendo's hardware isn't always successful. I mean, there was the Virtual Boy, Wii U was a spectacular failure, and now every good game that ever existed on the Wii U is coming to the Switch anyway, so it's just a slap in the face to everyone who supported Nintendo and bought that piece of crap.
Well, I mean, they're happy to slap their fans in the face, as we'll find out here in just a moment. I don't want to make it sound like I'm defending Nintendo, but I'm glad Sega has had the change that they have. They become this sort of
Didn't they make the Dreamcast software open source? Or like the
They may have recently. I don't know. That wouldn't surprise me because they've gone in that sort of we're cool, open source, you know, share our stuff direction. And I'm happy about that ultimately. But it was likely the circumstances that required that of them in order to continue surviving. I mean, the Atari brand is almost completely dead at this point. Did you hear that Atari is now launching like a cryptocurrency? Did you see those headlines?
No, but yeah. I'm not surprised. I mean, there's a cryptocurrency, quote, backed by bacon out there. So, I mean, of course, Atari would have one.
It would be Custer Coin.
But, like, Atari doesn't exist in any meaningful form. It's just, like, this logo and this brand that somebody bought. Just like you could, somebody bought the Blockbuster video brand and applied it to some website after the fact. Somebody bought Circuit City and applied that to a website where they're selling electronics. It has nothing to do with the original Circuit City, and this new Atari has nothing to do with the original Atari. But somebody's got the brand, so.
Well, perhaps now, but they did have the intellectual property rights to remake some of these games, and they tried to remake Asteroids, I think, during the PS3 360 era. They did a remake Alone in the Dark and a few others. Hmm. They were all absolutely terrible.
The remakes were terrible.
Oh, yeah, of course they were. Hmm. Because, I mean, they don't know what they're doing anymore, and that's why they went bankrupt in the first place and had to get sold out to a company that now has absolutely nothing to do with the people who made the 2600.
Well, Sega managed to pivot in enough time, right? So Sega, for listeners that aren't familiar, they had a tremendous hit with the Sega Genesis. And then after that, they never had another hit. The Sega Saturn didn't go anywhere. It was, you know, basically dead in the water. It didn't last for long at all. Didn't sell many units. The Sega CD, also a failure, which came before the Saturn. And then the Dreamcast, even though it was a wonderful piece of hardware with great games, it didn't make it. And so they failed too many times in a row on hardware, right? Because it costs a ton of money to develop one of these hardware systems. And then usually when they sell them at either break even or maybe even a slight loss if it's a real competitive market. Like if they're going head to head with Nintendo as they were in the past. Of course, the late 90s, they were going head to head with Sony, which was a totally new competitor.
Yeah, Sony crushed them all.
Yeah, and so they, you know, they got their ass handed to them, and they're in however deep they were on developing this hardware that never moved off the shelves in any meaningful sense. So they just couldn't come back from that. They had some amazing software brands, and they managed to kind of pivot into that and sort of keep above water. But it never really felt like Sega did much more than just kind of like tread water after that. You know, they've come out with some new properties since then, but
I think they did Bayonetta.
Their shadow of their former self.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, things definitely changed. Nintendo is a shadow of their former self, realistically.
What do you mean by that? Because they're selling huge numbers.
Well, I mean, they used to be synonymous with gaming.
Sure.
I mean, people say, I have a Nintendo to mean I have a video game console, right?
That's true, like Kleenex.
Yeah, and Xeroxes and that kind of thing. Yeah, and now it's like, oh, no, a Nintendo console is a unique animal at this point. And they're so tied to exclusive gaming consoles that don't do anything else that they've cursed themselves. Would anyone out there take the Nintendo cell phone seriously?
Is there such a thing?
No, but if they release one, would you take it seriously, or would you be like, okay, this is going to be garbage? What are they even doing? It's not going to be a fully functioning cell phone.
Well, what was Nintendo's last major new what do they call it, intellectual property? Like, what was its newest like game release or franchise or whatever?
I think something probably like Animal Crossing.
Mm. Oh, I know a bunch of white girls who are into that.
Yeah, that was a huge game this year, right?
And it still is, as far as I know. I mean, they do have really good intellectual properties, but it's all tied to their stupid hardware. And they got lucky with the Switch. It's great. I have a Switch. I also have a Wii U because, you know, there are two Wii U games that they're evidently not going to release on the Switch.
Well, and did Nintendo ever have any good multiplayer? Because now, like, they're saying the future of gaming's in multiplayer, where,
some of the most popular multiplayer games, and I mean, I'm not even on top of things these days, but they keep remaking the same ones because they're so popular.
For local multiplayer, no one beats Nintendo.
Super Mario Kart. That's, how many of those have there been? 10 iterations? Or, you know,
there are 8.
8? I mean, that's a ton.
Well, I'm talking about like multiplayer, like was Fortnite, PUBG, GTA Live. Like, that's what people are playing.
You mean like massive multiplayer? You're not talking about just playing.
They popularized it in a huge sense onto consoles with the release of GoldenEye 64.
Sure.
Yeah, but that was in the past. We're talking about Nintendo now.
Now they're all about the local multiplayer experience. They want people to come over to your house and sit in your living room and play video games with you.
Now?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, they're terrible with online gaming.
And that's why they're not the household name in gaming anymore.
That's interesting.
Well, they are. Super Smash Bros. Is probably the most popular fighting game in the world. And that's Nintendo.
Okay, all right.
But it's not because they want you to play online. There is an online system.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, but they want your friends to come over and play
with you.
They're
not marketing that anymore. Oh, not with COVID.
Well, probably not at the moment, no. But that's what all the commercials are for Nintendo. It's it's a family and a bunch of friends sitting around on a couch playing a Nintendo
game. See, I haven't seen a Nintendo commercial probably in 2 decades. I mean, I don't know what they look like.
I only do because I watch a lot of gaming YouTube stuff.
I see.
And that tends to be what they talk about. But they do hate their fans.
They are just absolutely awful. And there are so many stories that are very similar to the one you're about to share.
They had initially this Nintendo Creators Program where you had to sign up and, you know, bow to Nintendo and allow them to authorize certain videos. And then you could keep, I think, 30% of your ad revenue on your YouTube videos. And they would be generous enough to let you have that. Otherwise, they were just going to Content ID you and take all of the money. A lot of people stopped reviewing Nintendo games entirely because of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does it mean to be a Nintendo creator? What is...
Well, as someone who creates content on YouTube or Twitch using Nintendo
based
games.
Based on Nintendo properties.
Yeah.
Isn't it legal to show video games?
It's really a gray area right now.
Because
of the music being copyrighted.
Uh-huh.
But see, the way I see it is it's software that you're using to, you're giving it input and it's creating specific output.
Right.
Right? Just like Microsoft Word. You're giving it input and it's turning that into specific output there on the screen.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as being owned. Mm-hmm. The user is playing that. It's the user's creation.
Yeah,
but Nintendo disagrees, and their lawyers disagree.
But have they sued Twitch? Because, I mean, Twitch has made billions off of people streaming video games, including Nintendo. I'm pretty sure Amazon has had their lawyers look at this one, and I think that the Amazon attorneys agree with you, Arya, and that is that this is completely legal. This is fair use, essentially. You know, one of the things you can do with fair use is like the MST3K, Mystery Science Theater 3000, where they play a full movie. And there's people who sit in front of the screen and they heckle the movie during the movie, right? So that's what that is. And
well,
supposedly
that would be protected under the grounds of review.
For commentary purposes.
And commentary. Yeah. And commentary. And that's what the Twitch games are. They're commenting on the games.
That's true.
But
I don't know.
That didn't save this girl that you're going to get into.
Of course, they don't sue Twitch,
right.
And they don't sue YouTube. they instead sue the random gamers who become popular on these platforms because that makes it so much easier for them.
By the way, still to come, the story that Vincent has. We're going to get to that later. So
855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in freedom.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Vincent. And we're talking about Nintendo here, who has sued a popular TikToker and Twitch streamer, formerly known as Poke Princess. I assume that's how I'm going to pronounce it. Forcing her to completely rebrand. Now, obviously, as we've been talking about, Nintendo has a reputation for aggressively protecting its intellectual property, acting swiftly to take down fan projects like Pokemon Uranium and Super Mario Bros. Battle Royale game. Well, that was because they wanted to make their own Battle Royale that they called Super Mario 35 and that just released a week or two ago.
Oh, see, Vincent was just saying that they don't make big multiplayer games.
I'm saying new things, right? Not just recycling the same intellectual property.
Oh, you mean, okay, because it's got Super Mario in front of it, that doesn't count. Okay.
Well, it's literally the original Mario Brothers that as other people play it and they defeat enemies, those defeated enemies enter your game. So you can end up with, you know, just
a
constant,
bunch of,
like hundreds of enemies on the screen trying to kill you kind of thing.
Huh.
So, I mean, it looks fascinating, but it is just a twist on the original Mario Brothers.
Huh. So tell us more about this chick.
Yeah. So, she has 1.9 million TikTok followers. That number doesn't mean much to me because I don't know anything about TikTok. My sister has a few thousand herself, and she doesn't really create anything of consequence, so it can't be hard.
No, it isn't. I know people who have, like, you know, tens of thousands of views on, like, one video, and then the next is just 500. It varies.
Well, but she's got 1.9 million followers. That's going to result
different
in
views,
you know, quite a few views.
And she's also got an extensive following on Twitch, although it doesn't specify how many that would be. However, she can no longer go by the name Poke Princess and is now known online as Digital Princess instead. In a recent YouTube video, the TikTok star, formerly known as Poke Princess, explained the situation, revealing why Nintendo sued her and forced her to rebrand. And fair warning, the summary is because she also does porn. That's the reason why.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, Nintendo doesn't want to associate with that, right? But, I mean, they don't own the word poke.
I wouldn't think so.
Or
but
the prefix poke.
Yeah.
What's, you know what it stands for, right? It's like pocket monster.
Yeah. The Poke Princess name is directly inspired by the Pokemon franchise, with the content creator, now known as Digital Princess, also covered in tattoos of various Pokemon. Capitalizing on her TikTok fame, Poke Princess began selling merchandise based on her online identity, like like many popular creators on the app do, and she also trademarked her username through the LegalZoom site. So I have to warn her here, if you play their stupid IP game, expect it to be used against you.
This is just what people are told, right? Well, you got to trademark yourself. And so she did. But ultimately she was, and we haven't seen her gear, right? So what is the t-shirt look like? Is it using, you know, Nintendo's iconography? Does it have a photograph of, you've seen this?
Well, that's the very next paragraph.
Okay.
With the name clearly inspired by the Pokemon franchise, Poke Princess created merchandise that featured Pokemon imagery, like Pokeballs, for instance.
Yeah, okay. Now she's definitely
that
treading.
That ball is pretty iconic for the series.
Yeah, well, right. She's definitely treading into intellectual property violations here at this point, because, again, if it had just been Nintendo coming after her for sharing the video games, I don't think they would have had a leg to stand on, or doing videos of her playing. I don't think they would have had a leg to stand on. But if she's taking their copyrighted artwork and she is, you know, putting that on her t-shirts and making money off of it, it's speculation to say that, oh, well, she's in porn, so therefore that's why they did this.
True.
If she was making money off of Nintendo, that's why they went after her. That's why.
We don't know how long she's been doing this either.
True.
So
we're not her fans.
She says, I was young and dumb, and I was just going full force with it because I didn't know what I was doing was wrong, she explained. She believed that using...
Well, it wasn't wrong.
No, it absolutely wasn't.
Ms.
It was just illegal.
Yeah, right.
Or frowned upon by the state.
Well, yeah, and people have a huge problem with conflating one with the other. They think that whatever is illegal is also wrong. And history doesn't show that to be true, right? So, like, slavery was legal. Does that make it right? No. So, therefore, things that are illegal are also not necessarily wrong, like, you know, deciding to grow marijuana, for instance,
sure,
or whatever. But some people really believe that just because some politicians wrote some crap down and agreed on a thing, that that makes an act wrong. And
well, it's because they're authoritarians. They believe it's morally right to obey.
Well, I don't know what she believes as far as whether she's an authoritarian or not. I mean, I don't think that the people who
obey... Well, I don't mean just her, but I mean that's a widely held view. Like the guy who shot up the theater several years ago, I don't remember exactly what his name was. I think it was
Joker?
In Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah.
I've seen people argue that he could not have been a sociopath, he could not have been a psychopath, because he didn't run stop signs on the way to the theater, and therefore he knew the difference between morally
that's
right and morally wrong. And
ridiculous argument.
It is, because there's nothing morally wrong about running a stop sign.
No, and further, if your goal is to commit some sort of heinous act, you don't want to get pulled over on the way to commit the heinous act with your, you know, a machine gun or whatever in your trunk.
Also true. But the point is that, you know, people do confuse morality with legality
all the time. All the time, including the people who are guilty within the system of non-crimes. I saw it when I was in jail for civil disobedience. I saw guys in there, you know, essentially punishing themselves, acting as though they had done something wrong when all they did was, you know, sell some marijuana or whatever. So they were, like, self-flagellating over this, basically. It was sad.
It's tragic. Well, she thought that what she was doing would fall under fair use as parody. And she saw many other people selling Pokemon content like fan art online. But she wasn't selling fan art. She was...
Because fan art, that's modified. So she could sell it under fair use, if it was...
But then 2 months ago, she received an email from LegalZoom explaining that she had been issued a cease and desist by Nintendo. It seems Nintendo did not want people to think that she was affiliated with the company, as Poke Princess also works in the adult entertainment industry.
Now, maybe they actually specifically said that, but that's not made clear by this
sure.
story. And your point about LegalZoom is interesting, because if she hadn't have registered with LegalZoom, then Nintendo would have had to send her the thing directly. Mm-hmm. They'd have to figure out who she was and, you know, spend all that time. Instead, they just went to LegalZoom, and LegalZoom did all the work for them. LegalZoom essentially was the conduit.
I kind of want to sell t-shirts with Pokeballs on them now to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of her merchandise, and that's what it was. It either had like a Pokeball on, it either had a Pokeball on the front, or like it had a Pokemon Mew on the back.
And she thought she thought Nintendo wouldn't come after her for this?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Does it look like original artwork, though?
No, absolutely not. It's
so it's actual straight-up Nintendo graphics.
Well, I mean, the Pokemon is, yeah. I don't know about the background. I know very little about Pokemon. I'm surprised that no one told her that this was a bad idea.
That's also a good point. Consult with your friends and families before doing these sorts of wild endeavors.
Mm.
So she hired a lawyer who helped her resolve the issue with Nintendo, as well as assist her in the rebranding process. Some fans asked why she couldn't just change the spelling to Pokey with an I or something similar. I don't understand why she had to change her name in the first place. Nintendo doesn't own the phrase Poke. They may own the phrase Pokemon, but they certainly don't own the letters P-O-K-E. That's a word in English that is spelled, that is typically pronounced poke.
I wonder what she paid this attorney to give her a good poke-ing. Because, man, I suspect he got paid real well to kind of hold her hand through this just ramrodding by Nintendo, essentially, where she gave up everything. So they, you know, they negotiated, and it sounds like she didn't get anything.
No, because she should have been able to keep the word poke, right?
She should have.
That's a given. But she explained that having anything that even looked like it could be related to Pokemon in her name could get her in more legal trouble with Nintendo. Ah, so Nintendo had her bent over.
Yeah.
And her attorney did nothing to help.
What's he going to do?
He said, just bend over and take it and hope that it ends soon. And she said, thanks, here's some money.
Yeah, he just cast the check and, you know, held her hand through this, basically. That's all that he did.
She mustn't have made that much money off of merch if she couldn't hire a better lawyer.
She also noted that
Hold on. Can you hire a better lawyer than Nintendo?
I guess.
By selling some t-shirts?
No.
You have to sell a metric butt ton of t-shirts.
She also noted that she was unsure why there were some people with Pokey, P-O-K-I, in their name that make money from it and don't get in trouble. Perhaps referring to popular Twitch streamer Pokimane. Though that wasn't specified.
I only know who Pokimane is because somebody called in one night pretending to be her.
I don't know who Pokimane is.
You're right. I wouldn't have known otherwise. She's just another one of these, you know, Twitch girls that plays video games online. Pokimane, a very, very popular Twitch person. Maybe the difference is she's not marketing, you know, Nintendo graphics and selling those.
You know, this is where I have to give the angry video game nerd a lot of credit. He was initially the angry Nintendo nerd, and then he realized, you know, going forward that was going to create massive problems for him. So within like 15 or 16 episodes, he had changed it to the angry video game nerd.
He deserves a lot of credit. That guy's great. Yeah, I've enjoyed his stuff for a decade.
Oh, man, I love every single one of his gaming reviews. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.